Now?
All right, for the next talk, we have Richard telling us everything about how we finally fix police encryption. Let's welcome Richard.
Hi, thank you very much. So, teeny bit about me. I'm a distribution architect at SUSE. I've been doing this open source stuff for way too long. I think I figured out today this is my 13th FOSDEM. The other 12 went fine, so I guess this is the one where everything's going to go wrong. Been working at SUSE for 10 years, and I created this distribution called Aon, which I will talk a little bit about, and then show how we've done full disk encryption with all of the systemd toolchain on top of that, and then talk about some of the rough edges we have left. And then the whole plan was to have a nice Q&A open floor discussion with a handheld microphone, which of course we haven't got in this room, so I'm just going to try and figure out a way of making that work with me copying everyone's questions for the recording. So Aon, I have a talk about this in the distro room this afternoon, but basically, in a nutshell, it's another one of these immutable desktop concepts, being reliable, predictable, immutable, a bit like micro OS on the server side of things, but also being really opinionated, because this is my desktop and my daily driver, so GNOME only, very Chromebook-like experience, image-based installation, keeping it pretty minimal for everybody else, but functional. You know, all the printing and gaming development stuff should just work out of the box. This was freshly installed last week, and the presentation's working without me doing anything on it, so that's all good. And really, we don't want people having to mess around with lots of funky configuration to get the whole thing to work, and that includes also full disk encryption. So, last year, July, we did release candidate 3, which was the one where we put FDE in there, and it's enabled by default. In fact, you can't turn it off. If you're installing Aon, you are getting full disk encryption if you like it or not. By default, if your hardware supports it, it's TPM backed and automatically unlocking. And if your hardware doesn't, we have this concept of a fallback mode where you've got to put a passphrase in and you're unlocking it sort of old-fashioned Lux way every time it boots up. It's deployed with a tool called Tick, basically a whole new installer that I wrote because I felt like playing around with that kind of thing. Really nothing more than it's a fancy graphical wrapper around systemd repart. So systemd repart is actually doing all the hard work, deploying the image, setting up the partitions, configuring the encryption, doing all the Lux stuff. Like everything that's remotely important gets done by systemd repart. And then all of the TPM measurements. And because this is a SUSE-style distribution, all the stitching with BTRFS subvolumes is done by a tool we have called sdbootutil. So when you are deploying Aon with Tick, first, or in fact any distribution with Tick, but Aon is the only one using it right now, we probe the system to figure out, does it have policy authorized NV, because that's what you need to do to get it working with PCR lock. Then also checks for secure boot, and then figures out what the heck is it going to do with those two different full disk encryption modes. Yeah, are you going to get a nice, decent, validated supply boot chain where it's actually only going to unlock if your boot chain is good, or are you just going to be shoving in a password? So if you have a good enough bit of hardware with policy auth NV in your TPM, you get default mode. Pretty much in any other case, you get fallback mode. And if you're on a machine that doesn't have good enough hardware and you've turned off secure boot, you get fallback mode with a grumpy warning. Because, secure boot isn't great, but it's better than nothing. So I want to at least have people some concept of having some check of their boot chain when they're starting up their system. But typically speaking, on a default mode, I don't care with Aon if secure boot is on or off. I just care whatever you've picked stays the same because I'm measuring PCR7. Like I said, Tick avoids doing as much complicated work as it can itself. So because of these two different modes, because I'm doing TPM backed and traditional full disk encryption with passphrases, it means I can't use systemd repart's instant TPM pairing. So systemd repart's using a key file, so I have Tick generate the key file. And then basically I just take an image, read the systemdv part config from that image and slap it on the disk you've chosen as part of the install. Simple, easy, works. The typical systemdv part config we're using is also incredibly simple, easy, straightforward, like a rather large EFI partition on purpose, because I'm kind of expecting to move to UK ICE one day. So I'd much rather make every of my current, one of the reasons with Aeon, I'm talking about this later, is like we're on RC3 as I kept on changing how big everybody's partitions were. Like this way, I'm not going to have to do that again. I think I'm probably fine with 4 gig for a while. And then everything else, I just take over the entire disk, copying the blocks from the image and encrypting that with the key file. And then after the image is deployed, there's a little bit of stitching to be done. You know, of course, the image is being built in OBS. I have had some experimental ones built with MKOSI. The current one is actually using Kiwi just because I know Kiwi better. I'm going to go back to the MKOSI one soon. But either way, it's a generic image, and of course, your system, you know, isn't a generic system. So there's a bit of stitching required, you know, correcting the FS tab to actually include the UUIDs of the partition that's just deployed, correcting the command line, populating the crypt tab, that kind of stuff, and then using sdbootutil to actually put systemdboot in the ESP and the kernels in it in RD, because we're not using UKI, so it's just putting all of that stuff in there separated. Then in default mode, there's a couple of extra steps because we're doing all this TPM pairing, so we configure our PCR policy, which I'll talk about a bit more later, and then update those predictions for the system and enroll it into the TPM. So systemd, sdbootutil just reads that config and figures out the entries for every PCR I'm interested in, and then systemdcrypt enroll